The millions of pages of documents being released from the so-called Epstein files, revealing that the system failed the victims and survivors of Jeffrey Epstein at every turn during his reign of terror.
It is just this incredible, deep, visceral level of frustration and disappointment and sadness and grief.
One new document seen for the first time is the original memo from a DOJ lawyer in the U.S. Attorney's Office in Miami in 2007, making the case that Jeffrey Epstein should be charged with at least 60 counts of felonies tied to the molestation and trafficking of underage girls and young women. It's clear from the memo that federal authorities were aware of the scale and the depravity involved. According to the prosecution memo, Epstein arranged for massage appointments for girls and women ranging in age from 14 to 23. With victims receiving a finder's fee of $200 if they recruited other girls. The memo states that Epstein represented, quote, a continued danger to the community based on his continued enticement of underage girls. But at that time, Epstein was not federally indicted. Instead, he was granted what critics call a sweetheart deal in exchange for pleading guilty to two state charges. He served only 13 months of an 18-month sentence in a county jail in Palm Beach, allowed to leave daily to go to his office.